Next, David discusses the four countermeasures to this programming, the first being spiritual alignment with truth.
In its practical application in daily life, because truth is so veneered over and so carefully done, the programming that goes on with you is unconscious. If I ask 20 people, do you think you've been indoctrinated with anything today? All 20 are going to tell me no. I'll tell you the truth is, all 20 were indoctrinated today, all 20 of them. There's no way you're going to watch the morning news, the afternoon news, the evening news, and not be indoctrinated. Either an unwitting feeling, an aversion, an attraction, a revulsion, a favoritism. So you're being manipulated all the time by the media, all the time. Just to be aware of that sets up a safeguard against it. You can decide to remain neutral. You can say, I don't need to take sides one way or the other. You could say something looks inadvisable rather than saying wrong or evil or something. In other words, even what I'm saying today, if what the world wants is to return to a dialectical materialism in the form of social justice kind of political indoctrination, it's up to society to do so, but you can't expect then the benefits that arose out of society that calibrated at 440 by indoctrinating people with a philosophy that calibrates at 190.
The second countermeasure is an awareness of the map of consciousness.
Well, for 200 up is positive and under 200 is negative. 200 is neutral. Planet Earth calibrates 200. The human body calibrates 200, neutral. So in and of itself, it's neutral. As you go up the scale of consciousness, you're moving to that which is positive and constructive. You're moving into truthfulness, enthusiasm, academic truth, scientific truth. When you get up to 500, is the consciousness level of love. And then 540 is unconditional love. 570 to 80 are very high advanced states of consciousness. 600 is enlightenment, Satchitananda, enlightened states of consciousness. And from there on, you have the great mystics and enlightened beings all the way up to Jesus Christ. Below 200, you have the negative states, and there are really states of narcissism. So the narcissistic core of the ego is what drives the consciousness levels down. Pridefulness, greed, anger, resentment, avarice, all calibrate quite low. And then guilt and apathy, and eventually you end up with suicide, actually, suicidal. You lose the will to live. So the lower levels of consciousness. All right, one thing, another thing that shows a shift in brain energy, the brain balance. So one side of the brain is, you might say, more human and humane and capable of spiritual awareness. The other side of the brain is more primitive, run by primitive emotions up through the amygdala, and it's in the animal nature. So we're a spiritualized animal. Now, which side wins, you see? Which side wins? Much of society, you see, is strictly animal. They're constantly warring over the boundaries of your country and trying to gain land. As I compare it to the wolf pack and the alpha wolf, the alpha male is out there to attack the territory and push the boundaries. And so you have this constant jostling of political boundaries of countries. So man is inherently an animal, mammalian animal, with animal instincts. So that which is below 200 tends to be the animal instincts. You tread on my part of the field and I'll kill you. So we do that all day. Every day the news is who got killed today, how many got killed. School shootings is the thing that I think that's the most alarming. I mean, communism didn't invent the idea of equality. Hardly. They did not invent the equality of man.
The third countermeasure to programming is intellectual sophistication via familiarity with the great books of the Western world.
The Wealth of Nations, because it's the philosophic basis of capitalism, and it's proven to be true. Out of it arose the greatest nation, the greatest productivity of any country in history. So it proves itself within the world of daily verifiable reality. Shakespeare, of course, is a great contribution because he brings up human values and human difficulties, and you begin to see that they're innate to the human condition, not just you, your family, your community, or your country. That what he's talking about is the humanness itself. Whether to suffer the outrageous slings and arrows of fortune, take up arms against them, you see? I think Plato and Aristotle are the greatest than Socrates because of the teachings of Socrates. So I think Plato, Aristotle, and Socrates. Socrates is one of the greatest minds that ever lived. And I think his insights, René Descartes is, of course, another. You know, he divided the world into perception versus essence. There's two things going on. One is the world you think you see, and then there's the world of actual reality, which is independent of your personal views of it. So when you say very often in, you know, what we've been doing today, you know, you say, I want to correct that, I don't say anything. I refuse to say anything. I'll tell you what a thing calibrates. And of course, I know what that means is if Marxism calibrates at 130, it's not because I said it. I'm not saying Marxism is a bunch of BS. All I can say is millions of people died when it was applied. It's failed whenever it's been tried, and it calibrates at 130. So I can only remind people of the facts.
And the fourth and final countermeasure to programming is advancing one's own level of consciousness by following and practicing verified spiritual teachings and principles of discernment.
What you hold in mind tends to manifest. Therefore, if you hold reverence for God and truth as a radiance from divinity, if you align yourself with that which is verifiable truth and integrity, moral integrity and intellectual integrity, then because you're holding that in mind, it'll tend to manifest within your life. It'll hold it. It'll manifest. Out of nowhere arise things that increase your certainty about the validity of that which you are pursuing. Verifiable spiritual truth, there is no higher objective or purpose in living than to realize the highest levels of truth and enlightenment. But as I told you, less than 1 in 10 million people are committed to reaching enlightenment.